When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Around the Bay of Islands, worsening weather during the week caused a lot of flooding. Some stock trucks weren't able to reach farms, so animal pickups were cancelled. There are already waiting times at most freezing works to deal with, and now there'll be even more animals waiting on farm for longer than planned. One stock agent says the rain has been absolutely pelting down and there's plenty of wind. It's mild though, about 17 degrees, which is a relief to sheep farmers. A farmer in Kaikoi says thanks to the warmth, his newborn lambs are mostly doing okay. Those in flood-prone areas of the north spent the week moving stock to higher ground. In Matakana, northeast of Auckland, strawberry growers have started their early picking, although the heavy rain kept them indoors for a few days. As it's early in the season, there aren't masses of berries to pick, so growers don't have to be in the fields every day. Good crops are expected with the warm temperatures. Even with the wet, the berries should be okay as they're planted on mounds above ground level.
Around Pukekohe, it was dry for more than a week, until the rain arrived Wednesday. And that dry meant many hectares of potatoes were planted, as were onions, but these were sown later than usual. In Waikato, grass is growing again after a couple of robust frosts. 18-degree days and steady rain is keeping many farmers happy. Urea is going onto paddocks, calving's nearly complete, and one farmer says only two cows died, which is good going. Bay of Plenty kiwifruit orchardists are getting frustrated about not being able to spray the vines to enhance the fruit growth. The vines will be budding before they get the chemical on. Growers who spray their own fruit can work around this, but those who use contract sprayers need to book them in advance. Hard to do in the wet. They're also concerned about the amount of fruit rotting once it arrives in Europe. It's mainly gold fruit, which is poor quality, but returns for both gold and green growers will be down quite a bit this season. Kiwifruit experts are currently trying to work out why stored kiwifruit are going bad so quickly. However, a grower says packing soft fruit that may explode and spread juice over other fruit is definitely part of the problem.
In King Country, lambing is in full swing for many. Winter jobs are continuing, such as repairing and upgrading wool sheds. One farmer commented he could do with a little more cattle tucker on the hills, but is pleased the weather is encouraging grass growth. Farmers wanting to book last season's lamb and dry ewes into the works are having to wait up to 6 weeks, as there are so many bobby calves booked in ahead, but that's expected to ease off soon. In Taranaki, calving is going so well that vets' winter business is down about 15% compared with usual for this time of the year. Farmers say it's pretty boggy underfoot. There has been some flooding, but they aren't complaining when seeing what others are dealing with.
Across the coast in Gisborne, it's wet again, and planting crops is continuing to be delayed. Harvesting is also a bit of a problem, with damp weather causing salad greens like lettuce to be poor quality. But cabbages have made it through the bad weather and are looking good. Further down the coast in Hawke's Bay, farmers are feeding out to cattle and there's a bit of ongoing pasture damage with so much moisture underfoot. Jack Frost has struck a couple of times, but the weather is milder than usual, so grass is growing.
Wairarapa is full steam ahead with calving and lambing. Other arable farmers are using the time to undertake restorative native planting, using flax, cabbage trees and akeake. Some locals are also pole planting poplar and willow trees on hillsides to prevent erosion. Meanwhile, due to a lack of feed on coastal hill country farms, stock are being moved down to flatter arable land for grazing. Farmers in the Nelson-Tasman region have been especially hard hit this week. Some parts have received more than double the normal monthly rainfall in just a few days. Infrastructure damage, such as slips and flooded roads, forced Fonterra to suspend milk collection in parts of Golden Bay on Thursday. Farmers are just trying to make the best decision at the time as they deal with floods and slips. Electric fences are underwater and shorting out, so animals are having free range in places. It will take a few days to assess the extent of the damage. Apple and kiwifruit orchardists are wading through sodden ground. It'll be a waiting game to see how much the surface water affects tree roots over the next month.
Coastal Marlborough farmers are seeing hill country farms slip onto roads blocking highway access. At the same time, the parasite Barber's poleworm is proliferating. A contact says higher rainfalls along with warmer temperatures have led to rapid grass growth, and it's attracted the parasite as well. Numerous sheep have dropped dead, but now the cause has been identified, drenching is underway. An Angus stud at the Conway River mouth in North Canterbury is calving. Each calf is weighed, tested for DNA and given an ID tag. They're recording the genetics of each animal to keep track of what it's eating and measure the methane output. It's been a week of unusual weather in Canterbury, with temperatures in the mid-teens, and they stayed high even when it rained. Farmers are trying to get onto paddocks to cultivate ready for spring sowing. Regular rain is making this job difficult.
Around Fairlie, calving is well underway and rain started falling later in the week. Earlier snow has disappeared and it's currently having the expected winter wet conditions. On the west coast, a number of farms where Buller River tributaries or creeks run through farmland, there's been flooding, and those farmers will have a repair bill fixing some of the protection work that they'd only just done in February. The rain couldn't have come at a worse time. With calving well underway, it is stressed to the max for them.
In central Otago, the Australian curling teams are having their own national champs at the Naseby Rink. Sounds a bit like the Jamaican bobsleigh team. Meanwhile, the snow has been replaced with steady rain, and it's a waiting game to get the ewes shorn before lambing. Shearing gangs from the North Island are late coming down thanks to the wet weather delaying work up there too. Ewe scanning is just about finished, and for some the percentage is a bit lower than expected, about 160%. Southland is having a mild spring, and farming folks say despite wet weather they have nothing to complain about. The frosts have been impressive, with one duck shooting pond freezing over. Locals here are saying, as we all are, our hearts go out to the people in Buller and Nelson. It's really tough.
You're listening to Country Life on RNZ National, 101 FM.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.